We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We take a look at this week's opponent, the New England Patriots. Christian Fourier, former NFL tight end, including with the Patriots, now with our sister station WEEI in Boston. And whoa, are the Pats.
Well, it's not a strong 10-2. It isn't. There is some, I think there's smoke and mirrors with everything, to be honest with you, this year with how strong they are at 10-2. Because then you can sit there, you can point to all the JV squads that they played earlier in the year. On all the backup or third-string quarterbacks or quarterbacks who aren't even in the league anymore, Brady's over the hill and done, and it's all his fault. Like, there's this over-exaggeration, I think, at every single level. But the reality is, I mean, there's some truth to all of it, right? But it doesn't mean they can't win it. It doesn't mean they can't put out. They just need to fix so many things. And usually, by this time, you've kind of figured out, okay, what they can fix and what they're incapable of fixing, and then which side of the ball or what special teams or offense or defense needs to make up the difference. And right now, it's the offense is the weak sister in this group.
Yeah, it seems to be that way, but it also seems to be like, you know, Tom is obviously missing Gronk and whatnot, but it seems like, you know, for the Patriots, they've kind of just abandoned the run altogether, like not even attempting to run the football. And I think when you're playing the Chiefs and leading up to a game against Kansas City, man, you got to be an effective running team. Do you think the Patriots can do that this week?
Well, they haven't really abandoned the run. They just haven't been any good at it. You know, when you think about all the offensive, you know, guys that they lost, from offensive linemen to fullbacks, they lost two fullbacks. To the guys that are playing tight end that just aren't very good. So, and then yesterday, I mean, last week on Sunday night, I mean, I think they had 9 plays. 6 of them were runs. They were committed to the run. They ran Sony Michel like crazy. Even when they were at the inside the 10, they gave it to him on first down. Then they threw it the next 2 times. But then they were just kind of, they couldn't really get into a rhythm. So the running game kind of took a back seat. Then they fell behind. Then they had to throw it. So they're committed to running the ball. They're committed to running the ball. I mean, it's even if you go back to the Philly game, the way they ended the Philly game, they ended it by running it. And that is something no one has seen in a while. The Dallas game. They did it against the Dallas. They couldn't do it against Philly. They did it against Dallas. And they kept trying to do it last week against Houston. Had early success, but then they kind of went away from it for various reasons.
So do you expect the game plan is to commit to it and try to stick to it this week?
I would assume that still, I feel like that should still be the philosophy moving forward. I still feel like that needs to be a big chunk of it. I don't think it'll look nearly as good as it did last year, because I think there's two issues. One, I think the Kansas City Chiefs defense is better than it was last year. So I don't know if you'll have as much success, not only because of that, but because their offense isn't nearly as good. It's like half the team that it was. Last year, you had not only Gronk, but you had Dwayne Allen. And you had 5 offensive linemen that had played together the entire year and never missed a game. The guys didn't even miss practice. Those 5 guys weren't even in the training room. It was uncanny how healthy they were the entire year. This year, it's been a complete 180. All of them have been hurt, or they're out for the year, or they've been sick, or they've lost both their tight ends. So it's just not even close to being intimidating. And the offense is really, really predictable. I mean, they're not striking fear into anybody's hearts. So the most important thing is to play a clean game, a relatively safe game, because they're incapable of doing so many things. They're working with half their playbook right now. So when you watch the offense, they look antiquated, they look old, they look slow, they just look uninspired. you know, and the defense is the one that's getting all the glory and all the attention, and deservedly so.
So that defense, I'm looking at them, and it's obviously it's not a paper thing. I haven't watched every game like you have, but they are 10 wins against quarterbacks basically you never heard of. And then when you see Deshaun Watson out there and when you see Lamar Jackson out there, that defense got beat pretty good by those two guys. Now, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes in that category as Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. Can this defense have success against Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I'll take Lamar Jackson out of the equation. Very unique guy. Everyone's having trouble with him. I think if they face him again, it'd be a different outcome. It would look more like San Francisco played him, in my opinion. Houston, they moved the ball pretty well, but I also say they got a early turnover, and then they had a couple big plays. But they, for the most part, it was the tight ends and their tailbacks that were beating them up in the first half. DeAndre Hopkins didn't really do much. I think he had like maybe 6 or 7 or 8 catches, like 64 yards, but he wasn't really doing a ton of damage. So, but it was the tight ends with big plays. So, I would think that if the defense had just a little bit of support, they had no support, none. They put them in crappy positions. They kept turning it over or dropping the ball or, you know, punting the ball. They put so much stress on their own defense. It's remarkable that they've been able to do what they've been doing. But as far as Patrick Mahomes goes, again, I equate Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs offense. They're completely different as far as the way they look, but the outcome is the same. Explosive plays, lots of great players, really great creative plays. I mean, they're aggressive when they call their plays. I love Eric Bieniemy. I was a huge fan of Andy Reid. So to me, you're going to get the same type of, I guess, mindset. It'll look completely different, but I still think the defense is going to be stressed the same way they were stressed when they played against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson.
Now, the sky is falling, but I'm not falling for it. I'm not.
You guys are too nice out there in Kansas.
I can't. I'm going to be late to the Patriots or Dead Party. I'm fully committed to that. Like, I will be the last one in. I will not throw dirt until everybody else has thrown dirt on this thing. So I'm fully expecting a great game Sunday night.
I'm telling you, their offense is terrible. Like, their offense is terrible. I'm not going to pull any punches. I've been saying it for like 4 weeks. They're terrible. They're not good. They don't do anything well. Like, period. They're not good. Their offense is not good. Like, I don't know how I can't. I mean, you should feel happy about that. If they can't match Kansas City. If it comes to a shootout, they can't match. They flat out can't do it.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel like it too. I think Kansas City wins this game. I think they get the quote unquote monkey off their back. How do you feel, Christian?
Monkey? How is there a monkey on Kansas City's back?
Not being able to beat the Patriots ever. You know?
Oh, okay. That's the monkey. Okay. Yeah. Man, I'd love to be that monkey. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't feel good about it right now. An early prediction would be Patriots lose, but I think they look better. I think they can gain. I think they can have some progress through a loss, right? Almost like they did last year when they lost back-to-back games against Miami and Pittsburgh. So I feel like it can be similar to that. It'll never be as good, but at least they can just not suck because that's all they've been doing so far.
Christian Fourier, WEEI in
not
Boston.
A big fan of what's going on with the Patriots, is he?
No.
But still thinks they're going to win on Sunday.
Listening, as you have, the feel seems to be not that there's like this giant fear of the Chiefs or anything. It has like nothing to do with
they're
the Chiefs.
They're not talking much about the Chiefs per se. It's about them.
They're bad.
Yeah. They're 10-2 and they are
right?
Awful.
They're a bad 10-2. It's not that the Chiefs are coming to town. They could lose this game. It is. We're really bad.
We're bad.
And what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, we got to fix this thing right now. We are 10-2 in the 2 seed. What is going on?
Where will Tommy play next year?
Yeah, and we will get to that because that was a big topic of discussion from them yesterday. And some of the choices that they had that we'll get to in about 20 minutes from now, oh, my God, are unfreaking believable when you hear where they think Tom Brady may end up next year.
What is a walk? Is the new what is a catch? Plus, we shouted out 69306 on the text line. Anything you'd like to discuss, 69306. We get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.